Chatham County Roundup, as always, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. You can find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Joined on the phone by Bill Horner of the Chatham News and Record, chathamnewsrecord.com, for the latest news from Chatham County. Bill, good to be with you today. How are you?
Thanks, Aaron. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So catch us up on local news in Chatham County. Obviously, COVID-19 still dominating the headlines. And there's a really interesting piece that you've put up this week on the impact, or I guess kind of the lack thereof, on the local real estate market. We're seeing some pretty significant impacts to every sector of life and community and society. But the real estate market was strong heading into COVID-19. And at least in Chatham County, it seems to still be.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. Thinking back to the spring, it's hard to imagine life before COVID seems like. But I was actually originally was going to work on a story looking at commercial real estate in Chatham County because it's so pricey, particularly on the Chapel Hill side of the county. And then COVID hit, and I started thinking about people in the real estate business who just saw things come to a standstill. And I thought it would be interesting to do a story looking at the impact of COVID on their own personal pocketbooks. So I began talking to a number of different agents. And then, lo and behold, we had the market just kind of fell to the ground and then rapidly started picking back up. And that's kind of what the story was about.
Interesting. So the people that you talked to, and there's several folks that you talked to that are quoted in the article, how surprised were they by the way this had all developed?
Well, I think they were somewhat surprised. We look back and we talked about in the conversations I had, we talked about a couple of different prior events. One of them was the housing bubble in 2006, mm-hmm. 2007, 2008, which is a really different animal because that was a long-term impact thing that really just changed the landscape for everybody in that business. And then we also talked about 9/11 and the impact. Initially when I started having conversations with these realtors, the question was, we have no idea how it's going to impact us. We know that Chatham County's residential housing market was really hot heading into all this. It was a very interesting market because it was kind of a buyer's market and a seller's market. And then things just disappeared. Things just kind of fell off the table. And then after about a month, 5-6 weeks, all the agents started to see things start to turn back around. And it's so unique in Chatham County, and like a lot of markets, because of the low housing inventory in Chatham County. Mm-hmm. So you actually had these agents who had the number of showings drop drastically because, with the lockdown and there were people who were taking their houses off the market because they didn't want strangers coming in. You had stay-at-home orders, and you had people just kind of stopping behavior. So that kind of really slowed things down. But the fact is, the reality, everybody's got to live somewhere. And regardless of COVID, despite all that, there were people who needed to buy homes and people who were looking to sell homes. And so the market kind of found a way to keep going.
So speaking with Bill Horner, Chatham News and Record. ChathamNewsRecord.com is the website, and we're talking about a piece that's up there on the homepage right now on the Chatham real estate market in the midst of COVID-19. And I can imagine, the housing market in general being strong. As you mentioned, it's, COVID is kind of an external thing. So whatever the strength of the housing market isn't really affected by COVID. It's just that external thing that's affecting people's behavior. But what then is motivating people now to want to buy a house or sell a house? Is it different now than it was 3 months ago, or is it basically the same people?
Yeah, it was really interesting. And I experienced this myself because I've been working from home more, but I had several agents tell me that people are now so much more working from home, and mm-hmm. people who are at home now more often are realizing, hey, this is not the home I want to live in. And so you had a number of people who were looking for homes that had great working space. People were looking for homes that had more more of a kind of an outdoor feel that they wanted because they were spending so much time at home. So one of the first agents I talked to was Lori Golden from Carolina Lifestyles Realty in Pittsburgh. And she said, you know, people are just realizing they're not in the house that they want to be in. And so they're looking, you know, certainly jobs change and different circumstances cause people to look to buy or to sell. But very interestingly, the number of people who said, you know what, I've been in this house, I've been happy so far, but now that I'm in it all the time, I realize it's not where I want to be.
It's funny, like every time I have a conversation about some particular facet of life or society in the midst of COVID-19, it's always fascinating just how unpredictably this has affected the way we act or behave or think or what our priorities are. Speaking with Cappy Hagman, who's a real estate agent here in Orange County, a couple of weeks ago for a regular feature, and she said, look, the trend for years had been towards smaller homes, tiny homes, even people trying to downsize. The big McMansions weren't popular anymore. And then all of a sudden this hits, people start having to work from home. And now everyone is on the market looking for a house with an extra bedroom that they can turn into an office. And it's just, it's a complete 180 overnight.
Yeah, it really is. And that's, you know, that's just one of the factors. And, you know, you had the specific COVID related factors. You know, realtors had to, you think about how these agents function within a sales environment. They had to start doing their sales meetings remotely.
Mm-hmm.
People who were looking to buy houses, the kinds of people we're just talking about, a lot of the houses they wanted to see, they could not go to. So you had realtors who were taking computers or cell phones around and doing, you know, virtual showings, Zoom showings. And it just really impacted the market in so many different ways. But the one constant is the fact that the inventory in Chatham County is so low, which helps drive those prices and really kind of makes it a buyer's market. But it's a seller's market, but it's a buyer's market because interest rates are so low. So it's just a really, like one of the people I interviewed said, you know, we've never seen a market like this before.
And I'm glad that you brought that up again, because I was just about to ask. You mentioned earlier that for that reason, Chatham County is unique in terms of the housing market. Is it unique in terms of the strength of the housing market right now? Like, we're talking about how strong it is in Chatham County. Is that the case everywhere, or is Chatham County an anomaly?
Well, I think there are similarities to markets everywhere. What's unique in Chatham County is the fact that the housing inventory is as low as it is. So you can look at housing inventory in a lot of different ways. And one of the ways that you can measure it is housing supply. And housing supply is a function of the number of houses available on the market and kind of the turnover of those houses. So right now, Chatham's housing supply is at 3 months. Now, what does that mean? That means if there's no other houses come on the market in 3 months, all the existing houses would likely be sold. Now, comparatively, if you look back the last couple of years, as Chatham's housing market has been tight, the months of housing supply was 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back to 2014, 2015, it was 9 or 10 months. So right now, the housing supply is so, so low, only 3 months. Most other markets around the triangle, that number is going to be in the 4, 5, 6 range. So that is kind of what makes Chatham County stand out in that regard. You know, the other issue is that there's such a disparity in the kinds of housing you can buy. In the northern part of Chatham County, the housing prices obviously are a lot higher. There's a lot more activity. There's just less market in the southern and western part of Chatham County, and the home prices are going to be a lot lower. So it really does make Chatham County unique.
Speaking with Bill Horner, and this piece you wrote is up on the website now, again, chathamnewsrecord.com, and it's kind of near and dear to your heart, I know, because you yourself just moved fairly recently, right?
Yeah, we did. We're in like day 12 of a new house, and again, when, you know, these two things are totally not related, because mm-hmm. when I started this story, we were not in the market at all, but we've had some circumstances with my wife's mother and my mother, and we started looking about, you know, trying to find a home that had some extra bedrooms on the first floor. And my wife has been kind of kicking tires for a while, and I said, you know, we don't need to move. But, you know, I was just one of these people. I was at home working from home 2 or 3 days a week, and I'm realizing, you know what, I'm not here all the time like my wife is, and now I'm kind of seeing some things that I'd like to change. And lo and behold, a house came on the market. Someone had a situation with a job change. The house came on the market. We looked at it on a Thursday and made an offer the following week, and 4 weeks later, we're in the house. So, and you know, it was a situation where it was a competitive bid, and that's one of the things that happens a lot, you know, closer to Orange County and Wake County and Durham County, where the market's is hot as well, where you have a house go on the market and there are competitive bids the first day it hits. Mm-hmm. In Chatham County, it really depends on the price range. In that $300,000, $350,000 range is kind of the sweet spot in that market. In other communities, that number may be higher or lower. Chatham County doesn't have the kinds of competitive bids that you're going to see in maybe Orange County, but you do have a lot of activity because the inventory is so low.
Other things in the news that y'all are following?
Yeah, we've got a lot in the paper this week. We, you know, there's just so much going on. As always, we've got a really fun story this week. It's National Onion Ring Day is coming up here toward the end of this week. So Zach Horner, one of our reporters, went and tried all the different onion rings across the restaurants across Chatham County. So we've got a really, really fun piece about that. We're taking a look at what's happening with Chatham County schools getting ready to reopen. We actually have a couple of really great stories from Chapel Fowler, a new sports writer, who's looking at what schools are doing in terms of athletic programs with practices. In fact, Chatham Charter actually began practices yesterday. So Chapel was there today and has written a great story for this week's edition. It's PTSD Awareness Month, so we've got a nice story on that. And then we've got a couple of really nice Father's Day pieces. Father's Day is coming up. We've got a really, really moving piece by a Chatham County man whose father had Alzheimer's and passed away. His father, coincidentally, was our writing coach at the Sanford Herald when I worked at that newspaper years ago. So Dwayne Walls Jr. has written just a really compelling first-person piece about his dad and about his dad's struggle with Alzheimer's. It's just really good reading. And then, we're covering the different protests. And we had actually some meetings held this past week between law enforcement officials and pastors looking at police reform. And we got a couple of really good stories in the paper coming out that'll hit the streets tomorrow about that.
Speaking with Bill Horner, ChathamNewsRecord.com is the website for all of those pieces and more. And Bill, we got to wrap up, but before we do, you mentioned right up top that this was the real estate piece was something that you were working on and then had to shelve when COVID-19 hit, and picking it back up again now. Do you have a list of all of the pieces that you were working on that are now like on a shelf because of COVID-19? Because everything had to change all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, and part of it is so much has been canceled. There's so many events in Chatham County, so many arts-related events, and we try to do stories on those and previews. You know, they all got shelved.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we have long lists of stories that we would love to be able to do as soon as movement starts up back again the way it's supposed to. And you think about schools, you know, so much of what happens involves schools and athletics too. So, yeah, it's really changed. I mean, for any of us in the media business, it has really changed the way that we do and operate, and the way that we look at news, because, you know, it's been we've had three or four things happen in 2020 that in any other year would be the most significant thing in a decade, and it's all happening right now.
ChathamNewsRecord.com for more on all of that and other news in Chatham County. Bill Horner, as always, thank you so much.
Aaron, thanks so much for having us. Take care.
And that's been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. WeaverStreetRealty.com is their website. Go there for more.